Romney with a 7-point lead that popped up on Sunday, but pretty much the polls show this to be a neck and neck race. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies, heck, wherever you hail from. The election is the big talk of the town. The buzz is on, and of course, because we're in that window where there isn't much time left. Some people are doing the early voting thing. In fact, it might be up to 40%. Wow, that really tells you something, doesn't it? Over 2 million people have voted already. Maybe you're one of them. If not, perhaps you're waiting until November 6th. Maybe I'll get my wish, and I've wished this ever since I was on the air, that we would see a blowout amount of people, everyone possible registered to vote, actually voting in the election. What a difference that would make. I truly believe that. You could honestly say there was power in numbers and power to the people. So the press is on, the rhetoric has ratcheted up, and there is one more presidential debate. This is it. It's all or nothing now at this point. Has anybody bagged this election so far? In your opinion, do you think it's already bagged? I believe that it is exactly what the polls are showing. It's just too close to call. Wouldn't have thought it over a year ago, but now it comes down to, what did I see today, which was crazy, 106 counties. It's a great way to break it up since everything's about numbers, right? The race is to 270. I've said it over and over again until I'm blue in the face. 270, and what is that? That 270 is the electoral votes. That's what you need. So it's coming down to things like Virginia. What happens in Virginia could really tell the tale of what is going to happen in this election. You think of the swing states. Ohio would be another one. Also Florida, huge numbers. Nevada. But Virginia, Virginia, Virginia. I mean, this is a real battleground state, and it is a true dead heat. I mean, this truly is an area that is a dead heat area now at this point. Too close to call. I don't think you can say anyone's bagged it. You might look at this differently and say, oh, no, it's definitely bagged. But even the most schooled, let's say, in the art of politics, as far as the numbers are concerned, are very reluctant to say that. And I think that shows something. I think that it shows that it really is that way. It's really just that close. Hey, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to go to Oslo, Norway. And you know what that means. Financial guru Saul Album is in the wings. He's got his part two of, man, some incredible advice that he's been giving to all of you. And you can get it by downloading Press 4. If you do that, go to the website, get it all for free. It's just great stuff, ways that you can really build your future, and Saul is giving it away. You got to love that, because everybody's trying to sell you something, aren't they? But he's not. He's just this incredibly knowledgeable guy when it comes to the numbers and when it comes to where we're headed. A lot of the things that he and I have talked about over the past 4 years really are already in play, have happened. And this is an election where so much is about what's in your wallet, what the conversation is about. How are we going to make this? How do we continue to figure out a way to dig and dig and dig and get to where we're trying to get, and not have to be one of the people that is disenfranchised and feel like we don't have a lifeline? So you'll want to pay attention to that, because it was a really rough end of the week on the market. Oh, tanked. I mean, stocks went down 205 points. And, I mean, the worst day since June, and why was that? Weak earnings. I mean, terrible earnings. And many of you, even though you're not playing the big game on Wall Street, some of you have stuff invested there because you have a 401k or you have an IRA, and that, of course, is stocks. You've got stocks there, and you have to pay attention to what's going on with the stocks. But three of the giants, Dow, Microsoft, General Electric, McDonald's, terrible. And that just killed the market. So Friday was a bleak day, worst day since June 21st. Big time sell-off. Oh, awful sell-off. But we'll see. This is how it's been. We'll see things flip around. I think we'll see things turn back around, and that's what happens usually in the fall anyway. So we'll get to Saul Albaum. He's got his business guide for America tonight, and it's part two of 20. It's part two of 20. So you just stack these things up, and you'll be headed, I'm telling you, you'll be headed in the right direction. The right direction is exactly what David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs want to see for Barack Obama, because they're looking for part two themselves. They're looking for four more years of Obama. The Romney folks are saying, including the RNC chair, Rentz Priebus, is saying, listen, taxes, taxes, taxes. I mean, we are at the tipping point, and we cannot tax our way out of $16 trillion. If you elect Obama again, everybody will pay, and they'll pay way more than they think that they're going to have to pay right now. Trust me, there'll be major fallout. That's the theme, major fallout. And speaking of major fallout, this is legitimate. 163 million workers will expect to be pinched by a bigger tax increase, doesn't matter who wins the election. And the reason why is that whole Social Security thing. A lot of families will be taxed up to $4,500 to $5,000 in 2013. Boy, that's a lot of money. What could you do with $4,500? Pay off the rest of your car, pay a chunk of the mortgage, feed your family for however many months. I mean, who knows? But this is because of that reduction in the Social Security payroll tax. It expires at the end of the year, and nobody's going to extend it. In Washington, they're not even really talking about this at all. So $4,500 would be a family. For the solo worker, it'd be about $1,000 a year. It was the payroll tax holiday that was going to be temporary, and it got a lot of strong support. Now it's expiring, and it's probably overshadowed because of all the other tax cuts that were first enacted under President George W. Bush. So you have the Bush tax cuts also expiring at the end of the year. Now, that is up for discussion. That's being talked about, even though a little bit, because it's a lame duck Congress. So think about it. You start to add up all these tax breaks, and that you'll feel it. I mean, you'll feel the Social Security stuff. You'll feel the other thing. And by the time you're done, you know, how much are you looking at? $6,000, $7,000. It depends on where your income falls, but could be pretty substantial for a lot of people. All right, dollars and cents. We're talking about it next with Saul Albaum. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,735.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,778.17, $889.08 for a half ounce, and $444.54 for a quarter ounce. $1,735.30, $889.08, and $444.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Once again, to speak to our pal Saul Album. He's in the wings, and he's got that business guide that is awesome going on for all of you here just on America Tonight. It's part 2 of 20, and what a great thing for all of you to take advantage of, to not only listen to what Saul's talking about, but you get to see it. Just go to Press 4 and say Saul Album stuff, and you get it. How easy is that? The business guide. You can say Saul's business guide, and then you'll have it, and you can keep downloading those, getting those, just for paying attention to what we're saying here. But so much of the election, I keep saying this, it's all about the economy, the economy. I mentioned how what a terrible day it was on Wall Street heading into the weekend. And the fates and fortunes, they're like tides. They're ebbing and they're flowing all over the place. So without further ado, Saul Album, hello, how are you?
Very good. Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so the earnings reports were down. I mentioned some of the biggies saw that, and then it's called a sell-off. Somebody wanted me to ask you to explain what a sell-off is.
Sure. And that's basically when the numbers come in, a big event come in, and people sell the stock. That's one of the boy, give me the softball questions, Kate. I like this. You look real smart.
Exactly. But that's okay, because if you don't have anything in the market, it sounds like gobbledygook, you know. So you gotta start somewhere, and so that's true. That's what it is. People take it all, take the profits off the table. And boy, if you had Apple, that would have been a good thing to do a couple of weeks ago when it was up to 700. Now it's at 609 and change.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's hard to keep those mega growth stories going when you're such a large company. When you're that big, it's hard to double your profits. So when you have when you have those big expectations, which are built into the stock price, it's like this. It's like when you go to see, when you're thinking Terminator 2 is going to be better than Terminator, and then you go and see it, and you say, wow, that's fantastic. And you go see Terminator 3, and then, oh man, that was so terrible. But really, Terminator 3 wasn't so bad.
I like that analogy. All right, so some of the things we want to talk about, Google, speaking of companies with big expectations, Google is one of those that is, they've hit some high marks when it comes to their stock. But what's going on with Google these days?
Sure. So Google just got crushed it was a Thursday, and went down $60+ per share. And I thought it would be fun to talk about this just for a moment, because for the last 2 years, you know, okay, I've been talking doom and gloom and big economy, and you know, I'm a stock guy in at heart, so we still got to talk about stocks every now and then.
Right.
And yeah, so it's again down yesterday, Friday. Weekends don't exist if the market's not open, you know. So just in the aggregate, it's down like almost $80 per share, which is a lot. And what happened was their earnings got released, and their earnings were not what the street was expecting, and there was a bum, a sell-off. So what happened is, so what's going on? And I thought I would dig a little bit deeper, read some analyst reports, and go into the numbers myself. And what I read is, and then on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, there was this really scathing report on Google and why it went down, and you know, and geez, how scary it is to be in Google's position. And then I realized, wait a minute. This is what happens when the media gets a hold of something. It makes you really, really scared. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to sell all my Google shares. I'm like, this is the scariest thing I've ever seen. And I went back in, and I took a look at this. And really, to give us some perspective when it comes to Google, is, and you can see this when you go to Press 4 and go to America Tonight there, Kate, and I guess we can talk about that and how the listeners can do that again. But Google spends, listen to this, Kate, $1.5 billion per year on research and development. Okay. They are the largest automated web advertising firm. So, like, why go and buy your stuff? If you're a company, why go and do advertising by here, a little bit by there? You can just go to Google and buy web and do media and all that stuff. So the largest advertising firm. They're the largest, have the largest operating system. The fastest growing operating system. It's not Windows. They have one of the largest patent portfolios in the world. We're talking, they rank right up there with GE on patent portfolios and outrank even Apple when it comes to patents. Okay? Fourth larger handset maker in the world. They're the largest digital media and destination for publishing. So, like, if you want to, if you go to Google News or anything like that, or Blogger, they have all that content. Okay, and they have the largest cloud enterprise cloud system. So, what does that mean for your listeners? That means if you want to have a web-based IT infrastructure. So basically, if you're making sales and you want to update your CEO, you do it online. You don't have your whole server system in your basement anymore. It's easier to have it in the cloud, in the internet, with Google. And you know, also they're the, and oh, and I forgot, they have a big search engine that everyone uses every day, right?
Google. Yeah.
They have billions and billions and billions of cash. They're not going away anytime soon. And I don't want the listeners to be scared and say, oh, Google, it's time is over. There's going to be their market cap almost finally hit up to Microsoft, which is another good company, believe it or not, which has been beaten up. But so don't be scared about Google. It's a fine company. It'll go back up. It'll go back up. And here's the numbers, Kate, when it comes to Google. The numbers went down because their revenues slowed. What is it? Basically, they slowed from about 25% per quarter, okay, which is huge. You can imagine if you're selling hot dogs and you sold 100 hot dogs last quarter, and then you sell 125, and then you sell 160, and then you sell 190, like that, okay? And then, oh, they're upset you sold only 120, they only went up 20% on the quarter. So that's fantastic. And you say, okay, well, Saul, their profits are down. Look at their profits. They're terrible. But one thing that they're not calculating, that the analysts are missing here, is that their profits are down because they just spent nearly $1 billion upgrading their infrastructure. It's called capital expenditures. You have to spend that to make money. And guess what? Who else is spending $1 billion in 3 months to ramp up so they can make more money? I say, Google's just fine. They're in a good position, and the stock price will rise back up after this drop. There you go, Kate.
Yeah, absolutely. We only have a couple of minutes, and then we're going to jump to the other side. But the fiscal cliff, I keep talking about this. Everybody keeps talking about it because I say the election is about what's in your wallet. So the fiscal cliff and what the numbers are like and the doom and gloom that we would really feel.
Yeah, so on this press 4, I put up, in today's show notes, I put up this chart, and this is from GMO, one of the more respected money managers, and you see the citing there. It goes on and it compares the corporate profits to government spending. So what it's saying is that right now corporate profits are 11% of GDP, gross domestic product, of whatever body presents. What everybody makes, corporate profits, is 11% of that. Okay, so particular people look at this and say, corporations are greedy, we need to tax them more. Now, I'm not going to make a policy prescription just right now about that, but I want to draw out that when you start looking at this chart that I put on, is that you can see that as government spending increases a lot, corporate profits also go up hugely, and you can see as corporate profits are huge, profits also increase. And of course, that's not even counting the printing and the money supply. Okay, so between the printing and the money supply, of course, you're going to have huge profits. Now, why is that? Why isn't everyone else enjoying this? It's because their fixed costs, in order for Google to make their huge revenues, they have to buy infrastructure. Okay, so they've already bought the infrastructure, most of it. Now they're getting in the new profits. And this is the same with all the other corporations. So as the government spending boosts up profits, as the printing of the money boosts up current profits now, it makes it better in relationship to what they've already spent.
Ah, and that's the secret sauce. And as Saul keeps saying, it's very easy. Go to Press 4, get Press 4, download it. It's free. It's great. You can go to americatonight.net. You can get it there. You're registered to win a free phone if you do that. But anyway, when you get that, all you have to do is say America Tonight for Saul. Boom, and you'll get all this information. All right, stay with us. Much more to come. The Business Guide next.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio. What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we're back here on America Tonight with Saul Album Money Man for America Tonight, and he's got his part two of his small business guide, or his business guide, really, but we're talking small businesses for America Tonight. And we already mentioned this, the fact that you can get it, so don't panic. You're listening to this, you have one eye open, you're like, oh, that's good stuff. Just get Press 4, it's easy, and then when you have Press 4, you say, it's free app, you say, America Tonight for Saul, boom, that's it, and you'll have all this stuff, so you don't have to sit here and try to scramble around, try to find a pen. Saul, this is exciting stuff, what you're doing here, and you're talking about something that this is what so many people are thinking about when they're starting a small business or they're in the middle of a small business and they're trying to more than survive, they're trying to thrive. And you say something very simple. You say every problem is an opportunity. What do you mean by that?
Sure. So every problem, okay. Every problem is a potential money-making area if you're prepared and if you can find a solution. So if people have needs, and when you fill them, they'll pay you for it. It's just that simple.
Exactly. So what you have to do is you have to flush it out. You have to figure out what the problem is, not just say, oh, we have a problem, and put your head in the sand. You have to figure out what the problem is. You have to figure out who has the problem, how it changes, all that stuff, and you lay that out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to put this, make this clear too. 5% of people in the U.S. invest in their friends' businesses or someone's business every 3 years. So not only is it important for the listeners to know how to evaluate an opportunity for themselves, but it's when your brother-in-law asks you for money, or your wife or your husband to ask you for money, maybe it would be a good idea if you knew what questions to ask. Maybe because you can't say no if it's your mom or your dad or your son asks you for business, ask you for some money to further their business. But maybe it'd be a good idea if you go through these slides and you get a better idea on what questions to ask and how you can focus them and help them develop their idea and how you can evaluate a better idea, whether it's you starting up your own business or evaluating Google like we talked about in the last segment. So this show here is about how to evaluate opportunities. What else did you like, Kate? I'm liking all this praise you're heaping on.
Well, it's what you say. You have to find a solution to what the problems are that you can. That way, you can help them. So you would sell more, and you keep. There's a way to know what the cost is, etc. But I don't think people sometimes get that. It's like you just said. You really summed it up well. That so many people are investing in their friends or whatever it is, but they don't really flush it out. What is, you know, we all have crazy ideas, but you have to flush that idea out that it might not work. I had a cousin who had this idea about seatbelts and putting things across seatbelts, but he never went any further with that, and it would be like one of those Spencer gift things that would probably work for one Christmas season, but you'd have to really know how to put it together to make it something unique and credible enough that people would buy it. It's really more about the thing that, especially you see this with the advent of all the big television, I can't think of them all, where they're selling everything, Home Shopping Network and all that. That's a lot of times what's so successful on those shows, besides the frivolous stuff, is things that make life easier for people. So I guess that's part of the problem thinking thing, right? Thinking it through.
That's right, and it's you have to step down from your arrogance and say,
that's it.
Say, okay, I got this idea for this kind of seatbelt, right? Now, I'm so smart, I'm going to go spend 3 months away from my family. I'm going to go into credit card debt and then build it and then buy a store and then try to sell it. That's the absolute most wrong way to do it. The way you start is you start with asking people who drive about their seatbelt. You start with saying, hey, ask 100 people and say, what is your problem with your seatbelt? And you know what? Maybe 100 of them will say, there's no problem with my seatbelt. Okay. Or maybe all of them will say that. And then maybe it would be a good idea for you not to try to develop and to move on to something else. Okay. So the key answer here, and of course there's many, many key things that we could be talking about. Here's one of them is don't be a solution looking for a problem.
Mm. Okay?
You don't want to be a solution looking for a problem. You want to sit down with people, sit down with customers and say, what is the problem? What are the problems that you have? Tell me about it. Okay, what is it like for you? Tell me, how do you feel about it? Okay, where do you go to get this problem now? What do you have to do to compensate, okay, for this problem? And then even if you come up with an answer, you say, no one else is doing this. Okay, no one else has this solution. No one else is even thinking about this. You're always wrong about that. Whenever I read a business plan, okay, and I worked in investment banking, I saw a lot of different companies do this. They say, no one else has this outside of drugs and drug patents. That's not true because there's always what's called a substitute product. Someone that you can do something else. Like, let me give you an example, okay? Disneyland. No one else has a Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But think about it. But their problem that they solve is entertaining the children. So in reality, they're competing with like Six Flags, going on vacation to Rome, you know, because you're spending that amount of money anyway. So they have to compete with, it's cost $12,000 to go to Disneyland. Where else can you take your kids for a week? Okay, so that's an example of what's called a substitute product. All those these things, you can go to America Tonight, download this thing, and take a look at.
Yeah, absolutely, because there's so much, it would take us hours to go through everything. You talk about the opportunities and increasing the value of a product or a service, and you give great examples of it, like disposable cameras. Hey, film developers profited from that. MP3 players, artists can use that. Apple and open API software developers creating apps, and apps is now a college course. So there's a lot of opportunity there, absolutely, without a doubt, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me make it really simple for everyone that there's only like 8 types of businesses that you can have. It's just really simple. You just fit one of the categories. When we're talking about Google, it's a mass market creator. Okay, it's number 3. Okay, it's really easy. Okay, Apple's iPhone is also a mass market. Okay, your suits being fitted, your tailor, that's customization for individuals. Mm. Okay, so there's only eight different types of businesses, and what would be a good idea if you have an idea is. Is take a look at this and say, where do I fit in? Where can I compete? Okay, what am I doing? Am I customizing for individuals? Am I increasing the value of my product? Am I making it better? Am I making it faster? Am I making it cheaper? Am I making it easier to use? Okay. And once you fit in your category, it helps you refine yourself and do better.
Yeah, you know you go through a whole bunch of other things too with the opportunity, but this is an important one. I want to make sure we get to it. The opportunity cost. So it's great, Saul. I have this great idea. Whoo! I've really flushed it out. I've done my homework. Here's what the deal is. Now, what about the cost part of it?
Absolutely, Kate. And that's one of the most important lessons of business and of life is that every action that you take or not take, you could be doing something else, and there's a cost to that. If I have $100 and I put it towards my kids' education, or if I invest it in myself to learn a new skill, maybe programming, okay? Like I've been working on teaching myself a little bit of programming so I can help evaluate code of companies that I work with, okay, for example. That's an opportunity cost that I'm not spending with my family.
Right.
Maybe I should be pursuing a second degree. Maybe Saul should be, I should be getting a degree in art or something because art investments might be the new thing.
Right.
Okay, or investing in art might be the new thing. Or Kate might be having an opportunity cost of doing research for her show and not speaking at an event. And this goes with everyone. Every action has an opportunity cost, so you need to evaluate it and be logical about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the end, to wrap it up, because we only have a couple minutes left, you give 5 easy steps for evaluating an opportunity. Give us a couple of the steps.
Okay, so... basically, it's got to be if someone comes to you with your seatbelt example or the newest restaurant or whatever it is, anything. Okay, so it's got to be so whatever the problem is when you find it, the problem and your solution. The solution has to be timely, solvable, important, profitable, and fit in the industry. So it has to be good context in the industry. So you can't be illegal, right? It can't be totally stupid when it is fitting in with the industry, what everyone wants. So if you're fashion and you want to have a hat that's 20 feet tall, that's not going to really fit in the industry in the context of what people want. So timely. It's just you got to be able to respond in a timely fashion to this opportunity. You got to be solvable. It's got to make sense. It's got to be something that's here. So for example, if you want to have a Microsoft operating system compete with Microsoft, yeah, you can solve that, but not with your resources. You're not going to beat out Microsoft right now in that. But you may be able to create an app on Microsoft's new platform or Apple's platform, and that's fine. It's got to be important enough for people to pay you money, and it's got to make you money at the end. And it's just that simple.
Yeah, I love that. It's got to make you money at the end. So always good stuff. Terrific. go to thank you so much, go to Press 4, and then the keyword is simple. Just say, you know, download Press 4 for free, and then say America Tonight for Saul, and you get all this stuff and so much more, because we skipped over a lot of it. Part 2 is good.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Green salad up and green salad down. Let's
start to tear the crown. First pitch to Cabrera. Fly ball left field. Watch it fly.
There's a swing, a long fly ball deep down the left field line. Got a chance. Gone.
Why not?
Second home run of the day for Johnny Peralta. Four home runs for the Tigers and an 8-1 lead in the eighth.
The 1-1 to Nick.
He swings and he pops it up on the right side. Fielder calling for it and he makes the catch. World Series bound. The Tigers.
Squares around, the runner from first goes, the ball is rolled to shortstop. Pitch going to get the run home, and everybody's safe. It's Costa Kingston. Fastball lined into left field deep, going toward the corner. Base hit. It will roll through to the wall. Scoring Crawford. Here comes Vogelsong. Goes, says Lattery, and he will score all the way from first. A double for Scudero. 4-0 Giants. Swing, a ground ball toward the middle. Base hit. The dive of Descalso. Scudero comes around. He scores. 5-0 Giants. the pitch. Slider lifted to center. In a little bit. Pagan, he's under it. He's got it.
Ryan Vogelsong, the man, the Giants save their season again. So now it's a Game 7 in the National League Championship Series. Woohoo! Nothing like a Game 7, I'm telling you. Even if you don't like sports, tune in. It is edge of your seat, usually drama, especially in the beginning. And it's billed as such, and I hope that's what we see. Love the Game 7, seriously. And there's just something about it. So here we go again. The wild card Cardinals, the heart attack kids, who knows what they could pull off. You know, they thrive and dance on that thin line, too, like they did against the Texas Rangers, which ultimately pushed them to victory in the World Series. Well, you know, this time to get back into the World Series, I wouldn't count them out. But that sellout crowd, 43,000 plus at AT&T Park, they were rocking the house. Man, I wish I had been there. I'm telling you, it was just amazing to see that. Five games with their year on the line. Five wins for the Giants this postseason. It comes down to one game, do or die, to get back in and against the Detroit Tigers. Ooh, Matt, I don't know about you, but I think in sports there's nothing better than those do or die games.
Yeah, it's I love the Game 7, the elimination game. It's always so much fun. I mean, I'm a huge hockey fan. I think nothing's better than a Game 7 in hockey.
Yeah.
But baseball's right up there. And I think especially when you have a rocking crowd like that was in San Francisco, it's pretty awesome for them to be coming back and making this a huge series.
Yeah, so it is a huge series, and it's going to be fun to watch to see what happens in the elimination game.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night we'll know.
In San Fran.
Yeah, so they get that home crowd push again, which can make a big difference. But, you know, the Cards are still a dangerous team. They're just a dangerous team. You cannot count the Cardinals out, even with the crowd and everything else. So it's a Game 7. They'll shake off the last game, and they'll be ready to roll because that's what they do so well. And it's an 8:07 first pitch East Coast time on Fox. And I'm telling you, tune into the beginning of it. Because you will not be sorry, even if you're not a sports fan. This is the best time to watch. This is the best time to watch baseball. I mean, without a doubt. Plus, the Yankees aren't in it this time around. I know a lot of people that are sore about the Yankees, and then some others who are psyched that they're not around this time. So, Major League Baseball gets it 7, and that's a very big deal. While Detroit has to hang around, they're waiting. And, you know, the interesting thing about that is that some people think you get cold. You kind of get iced down when you're on the sidelines waiting for, you know, your opponent to be named. And Wednesday is the start of this thing. So, you know, I'm not so sure that I completely agree with that, but they're trying to do anything they can to simulate those games to make sure everybody stays up, and that's what I would do too. I think if I were in the shoes of Detroit, just try to focus on, you know, whoever it is, who cares, let's make sure that we're ready, and you know, that's it. So great highlights, exciting stuff, absolutely. All right, as we move along here in this final stretch of this hour anyway, let's go quickly to Anna, who's listening to us in Florida. Hey, Anna, what's on your mind?
Hi. First of all, I got to tell you, I hate sports.
Come on, tune into Game 7 for 10 minutes. You'll be hooked.
No, I can't. You know, I think the worst one of all is that basketball where they got like a 7-foot guy in and all he's got to do is slap that in the hole and he gets $1 million a throw? No.
Well, you know what? I agree with you. NBA basketball is not what it used to be. I gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I called it. I'm one of those poor Republicans that definitely can't wait to see Obama leave. That's because I think the guy's got so much money, Romney.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's doing this not for money, but I believe he's doing this because he knows we're in trouble.
Let me ask you a question, Anna. So do you think that Romney's bagged this, or do you think it's too, even though you say, you know, you definitely want Romney, but do you think it's still too close to call, or do you think Romney's bagged the election?
Oh, no, I think he hasn't bagged it at all. It's like even right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could go either way, but my grandfather and everybody, they came from Sweden, and I'm trying to figure out how to get back there because this is not good. You know, this is so bad. But anyway, you know, as far as that guy that was on there talking, I have an idea, and I want to know what you think about it. I would like to open up a store where everything in the store would be, you know, how they have an Ambets and a Goodwill and all that.
Right.
And then the poor people go in there, and they can't even afford, like, $15 to buy a couple of things, you know.
Right.
I would like to open up one that would be totally free. Everything free. What do you think?
Okay, so everything's free, but somebody would have to sponsor that store and donate the food to you, almost like a pantry.
For clothes and items like that, I wasn't even thinking about food. They have a lot of food pantries, but thinking about, like, for clothes and shoes, mm-hmm. and, you know, like, all these people that get all these things donated, and they turn on, they put, like, man, you could buy this stuff cheaper at Walmart, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I was thinking about, because I saw something like that in Illinois, which I thought, well, I really missed Illinois because of that. They had opened up the store where everything was absolutely free, and I think, you know, with the way the economy is and everything. And I'll tell you, the people were bringing in stuff. They couldn't keep up with it. They had to open up a block-long store, start out with a little bit store.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? It's a good idea if you got people to bring stuff in, and then you'd have to qualify people to come in. You know, somebody, you want people that really need it, so you got to make sure that that's who's coming in.
If you came in, you got like whatever you wanted, no aunt, no questions. And I'm telling you, it was just so big. They can't possibly keep up with the stuff that would come in. Stuff from Mayor Daley's office, everybody, because it was actually free. You know,
yeah.
And the people would come in, and you could tell they didn't have a lot, you know. But they'd come, and it just got so big. But now I noticed that they only had, like, clothes, shoes, purses, hats for all men, women, and children. And they put it in the paper, come and get it. Fill up your bag, take all you want, free.
Wow, that's interesting. That's kind of like a, thanks, Anna. There are similar things to that around the country. People donate clothing and whatnot, but somebody has to qualify to come in and get it so that they make sure the right people are getting it. Because in other words, if it was just a free-for-all, how are you making sure that the people who really, really need it would be the people that would be in line? But, you know, anytime you can help somebody who needs a leg up, I'm all for that.
Comes another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken
taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.